3 days' ride from Winterfell, however, the farmland gave way to dense wood, and the King's Road grew lonely. The Flint Hills rose higher and wilder with each passing mile, until by the fifth day they had turned into mountains, cold blue-grey giants with jagged promontories and snow on their shoulders. When the wind blew from the north, long plumes of ice crystals flew from the high peaks like banners. With the mountains, a wall to the west, the road veered north by northeast, through the wood, a forest of oak and evergreen and black briar that seemed older and darker than any Tyrion had ever seen. The Wolf's Wood, Benjen Stark called it, and indeed their nights came alive with the howls of distant packs, and some not so distant. Jon Snow's albino direwolf pricked up his ears at the nightly howling, but never raised his own voice in reply. There was something very unsettling about that animal, Tyrion thought. There were eight in the party by then, not counting the wolf. Tyrion travelled with two of his own men, as befit a Lannister. Benjen Stark had only his bastard nephew and some fresh mounts for the night's watch, but at the edge of the Wolf's Wood they stayed a night behind the wooden walls of a forest holdfast, and there joined up with another of the Black Brothers, one Yoren. Yoren was stooped and sinister, his features hidden behind a beard as black as his clothing, but he seemed as tough as an old root and as hard as stone. With him were a pair of ragged peasant boys from the Fingers.
"Rapers,"
Yoren said, with a cold look at his charges. Tyrion understood. Life on the Wall was said to be hard, but no doubt it was preferable to castration.